All right, so Winnie, your question is about how you notice I say in my posts sometimes, I welcome your questions. And do I get an avalanche of questions? How do I deal with that? But you were saying more before I started recording.
Yeah, so I'm just aware that you because you post on lots of different platforms,
Yes.
and you have that generous invitation of I welcome your question. So I imagine that sometimes it might just be one question, or maybe it's a very popular topic and you might get lots of them. So if
Yeah.
you're making that invitation, I guess because you were talking about boundaries earlier,
Yeah.
to me, what I'm navigating is, well, that's an invitation, isn't it, for people to ask you questions. So
Yes.
you can't always predict, well,
Yes.
you're not saying I'm only going to answer the first five questions that come my way. So let's just
Yes.
say it's a popular topic and you've made this invitation across all of your platforms and I don't know, let's just say 50 people have asked you a question. Like, that's a lot. So how would you manage that? Do you have any kind of gatekeeping or
Yeah.
anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love you to share maybe a bit from your experience, because
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're not writing a personalized response to every
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
question,
For
right?
sure. Yeah.
How
No,
do you navigate that?
it's a really good question. I welcome that. And I don't actually say I welcome your question that often, to be honest. I think I've said it less and less over the years for this very reason that you're saying. I did it earlier when my audience was smaller than now. My audience isn't huge now, but yeah, over time, if I keep emphasizing, I welcome all of your questions and any questions, it suggests to the audience a type of availability that I am not committing to. And I think it's I've had the experience as an audience member when someone does make that kind of invitation, and I do, and I innocently ask my question and I get no response. You know? So all of us have had that experience. I think too many influencers are not sensitive enough to the audiences. Now, by the way, as my audience grows, I have had to become more less I definitely have had less time and energy to respond to comments. Like there was at one point I remember this is now probably 3 to 4 years, maybe okay, maybe 2 to 3 years, where I actually just stopped replying to all the comments. You know, there I'm still really impressed by the influencers, the content creators who are able to reply to every single, I mean, I've seen some people, and sure, they might just reply with a heart or with a fire emoji or something like that, or like a hands emoji, or but they reply to every single one. I'm like, I feel exhausted just looking at that. I'm like, I don't want that kind of a life. I think a lot of us don't. A lot of us are, that's maybe part of why some people avoid social media, because they're like, I don't want to have to reply to, even if I get five comments on each post. That already exhausts me. You know, some introverts might feel that way. And so when it comes to questions, my goodness, some of us take half an hour to write a response to a question, sometimes longer. It's like, okay, you multiply it. That's definitely not sustainable beyond one question, you know, maybe proposed or two or maybe three questions. So should we say, I welcome your questions? That's why I've been doing it less and less. Now, having said that, these days I say something like, you know, I'm genuinely curious. What you th when I am what when I say something like you said something that's more spicy, I'm like, I'm genuinely curious what you think of it, and if you have a quick question, I'll do my best to answer briefly. Yeah, I that's kind of my line these days. Occasionally I will also say, if you have a more in-depth question, I do a monthly Q&A call, and that's another way of doing it. Right, Winnie, like you could set up a monthly office hour, you know, whether it's open to all of your members, I mean, sorry, your whole audience for free. I used to do that, by the way. And then over time, now my monthly Q&A is only reserved for my recent students. The people who have paid for a course in the last 2 months get to come to my monthly Q&A because there's plenty of questions already. But yeah, I have done occasional public Q&A, and I think that's probably still a good idea. I probably should still do like a at least a quarterly public Q&A for that kind of thing. And even my paid students, they're like, "Oh, I have to wait for the next monthly Q&A." I'm like, "Yeah, that's how my business operates." And like, so I think maybe I'll close it here to say that so strategy again, you could do a monthly event and just as long as your audience know there's a monthly event, and if you feel like someone, the more thoughtful someone's question is, I mean, that's the other thing, matching energy, right? If someone, like, you know what I mean, like if someone comments and you feel like they put very little effort into asking their question, you can put very little effort or no effort in response. You really can. It's really because they have probably forgotten. They might say, "So what do you mean by that?" Or I'm like, I'm not going to answer you because you put no effort into telling me what you mean. And now, if they were the only comment, sure. But if there were like 10 comments and that's one of them, I'll just move on, you know? But if someone wrote a long paragraph question, I want to at least say something back in reply to say, "That's really interesting." Now, sometimes I say this. I said, "That's really interesting. I have to think about this. And if I have a good answer, I'll record a video. I'll put this as one of my upcoming posts." You can answer it that way. You're not promising that you're going to answer them by tomorrow or ever, but you're saying, "Hey, that's a really interesting question. I'm going to think about that for a future content, future piece of content." Or like I said, you could, if you have a, now, this is actually a real content strategy, right? Like when people ask questions, you don't have to respond right away. You can simply reply and say, "Hey, great, great question. I'm going to think about it for a few." And over time, what I've done is I have done that. I have responded to so many questions as blog posts and videos. And because I know that whenever, like just the other day, or just yesterday, in fact, someone asked me a question and I was able to say, "Hey, you know what? Great, great question. I've answered this exact thing. Here's the blog post." So that's sort of like the vision that I want to encourage all of you to have is you have all this content for free that you can just point to that. Now, you might say, "Well, George, what if someone asks you a how-to question?" You know me, free content should be more hope for free, how for paid, right? Free hope, paid how. Okay. It's like the free is the why and the general framework, the overall framework of motivation, inspiration. The paid is the here's a step by step, and I'm going to hold your hand. And you know. So sometimes someone asks me, "Hey George, can you walk me through the 10 steps of how to run a Facebook ad?" Right? I'm like, "You know what? That's a great question. I've gotten this so much over the years. I've walked my clients through this, and this is why I created this course for it. And so here's the link to the course. It's really worth it. I hope you'll take it because I walk you through way more than those 10 steps. I go through all the nuance." You know, then it becomes more of a sales response, a gentle but authentic, because I'm not going to answer you because this is what I get paid for. So I'm not going to answer you for free here. And that's perfectly acceptable. I think we all need to sit with that to say it is perfectly acceptable to say, "You know what? That's really great. And this is the kind of stuff I do with clients. So if you like to, if you, you know, you seem like someone I would enjoy working with, we could do an exploratory call if you like, you know, if you offer that kind of thing." Or, "Hey, check out this blog post." And the blog post gives a general overview map of what, you know, to give them a sense of the territory, right? Or to give them a sense of the foundation, you know, philosophical foundation underneath your work or something like that. So, I think that's probably good enough, Winnie. And bottom line is that, you know, when I have a lot, like here's an example. Nowadays, I actually feel a bit more, I feel more stressed in terms of my course comments than I do my social media comments. I was saying before I made this change a few years ago where I stopped replying to social media comments and I simply like or love them now. I mean, it's gotten to this point where my audience doesn't hear from me. I just like or love their comment. That's it. That's all I have the energy for, because I have to direct my energy towards my course comments. I'm grateful enough where I have so many comments in my course platform that is what creates a sense of obligation for me, rightly so, because people are paying for this, right? And yet, even so, some people who take my courses, it's thankfully it's not that many, but some people take my courses and they expect that, oh, this means I can ask George any and everything under the course comments, and he should respond because I paid $150 one-time fee, and I can ask 150 questions. Maybe not that so many, but even so, there I'm already feeling like I have to tell some people, hey, good question, but let's talk on the monthly Q&A. And sometimes they come back and say, oh my God, I have to wait till then. Like, that's how my business works. And I have to be okay with someone not being happy. I have to be okay with someone who paid me not being happy that they have to wait until I can respond to them. And I've gotten to the point in my business, I'm grateful, but I've gotten to the point in business like that's the trade-off. And at this point, I will tell someone, if you're not happy with how long you have to wait, there are others who have a smaller business who will handhold you because you're one of their only students and clients. And please go, So you see the evolution here, and it's an interesting process to work through that. So Winnie, I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's really useful. Thanks, George.
Yeah, thank you.